All right, here's a small session wrap-up from the Open Science Barcamp. With me is our famous Daniel Mietjen. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, famous Conrad.
Yeah, so we had a very nice session about Skolia. Let's do the following. I know most people know you. Still quickly say who you are, what you do, and then we get a quick overview about Skolia and the session that we just had.
Okay, I'm Daniel Mietjen. I'm a biophysicist currently working at the University of Virginia and trying to make research workflows more open.
Right, thank you. What is Skolia?
Skolia is a tool that exposes data in Wikidata about scholarly publications, so who has worked on which topics or which are the editors that edit for particular journals or publishers, different views on like the scholarly literature. And it allows to browse the literature in a new way.
Mm-hmm. As you said, it's based on Wikidata. Maybe you should give a small introduction to this.
Wikidata is roughly a database that anyone can edit, so it takes its inspiration from Wikipedia, which is the encyclopedia that anyone can edit. It is tightly integrated with Wikipedia and its sister projects, and it is basically the edit button to the semantic web. And amongst all the different concepts that it has, like it has entries about the universe, the Earth, Berlin, London, and most biological species, and so on. It also has entries about scholarly publications, which can then be linked to the entries about the authors or about the journals in which the publications have been published, and so on. And Skolia exposes those relationships.
Mm-hmm. I think I heard about Skolia the first time on the wiki site. I think, was it last year or maybe the year before? So can you maybe roughly draw the history of it?
The history of it is roughly at or tied to Wikisite. Wikisite is an initiative of people interested in basically covering citation data using Wikidata. And the tool itself was started by Finn Aarup Nielsen, who is a researcher in Denmark, Technical University of Denmark in Copenhagen. And the tool has multiple components. So the component we've seen today is basically online, a web front end to Wikidata. It also does a reference management and a number of other things. And those individual components, they are continuously being developed, and Finn is still the main developer, but there has been input from other members of the Wikidata and Wikisite communities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are a lot of new features now included that I was not aware of so far. So in the session, we also, well, we went through this, or you showed a little bit the current available features in there. Maybe we can visit this very shortly. What are the main features there?
Main features, interactive queries, that the data comes live from Wikidata and is public domain, and if you don't like a particular query, or if you like it but would like to play around with it, then you can edit the queries, which is a strong way of experiencing the data. And some of the things that Skolia can show that are not easily found is, for instance, an impact measure. An individual, let's say, publication that supports multiple points in the knowledge graph has a certain impact, and that is much more directly tied to that particular publication than any impact measures that are based on the journal or some other things related to that particular paper.
Mm-hmm. So basically, there are different things you can have a look at, right? The authors, you can have a look at the publications, and there are also interactions between all of those things. Do you have any numbers regarding use cases, or how often people are using these kind of pages in order to get a feeling for an author or for a journal and so on?
We do have some stats about how often Skolia is used. I don't know the precise numbers, but I think it's in the hundreds to thousands of visits per week, I would guess, maybe even day, I don't know for sure, but it's that order of magnitude. On the other hand, it is still actively being worked on, and so we see it as a beta thing, so it has some key features that we want people to use, but we're still working on making it better and also getting more data into Wikidata so that we can actually expose more relationships. And so we use it as a tool to actually guide data import and data quality activities. And but in the long run, yes, we hope that more and more people will use it, and then it can help bring more transparency into this scientometrics field.
So I would call this a small invitation to everybody to join and put some data in there. In principle, I think Skooli is a very cool example of how this data and Wikidata can actually be used, because Wikidata itself is just a database, let's say, like this, where you can already, yeah, well, you can look up stuff, but with this kind of nice web interface, you can really explore the data stored in Wikidata much nicer. We also saw, or we had the discussion here, there is unfortunately no good documentation because it's kind of a moving target. Still, if somebody would like to start now, what would be your recommendation?
There are several ways to start. First is just to explore the tool itself. Second, on Wikidata there is a page called Wikidata:Skolia, which provides some basic documentation about the tool, along with pointers to related tools and workflows. And third, there is a hashtag Skolia on Twitter that is monitored, where you can get responses if you have questions. Fourth, and very importantly, the development takes place on GitHub, where you can just look for the Skolia repo. And there we have an issue tracker, and any issues are welcome. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. We also had some suggestions here in doing the session. I mean, this was part of your idea that you show the tool to other people and get some suggestions. There were some different sources, different visualizations, and so on. I think this was rather useful, and you even suggested maybe we should have another session thinking about further steps here. I think this was rather fruitful. Any last words from your side?
Thanks for joining the session, and to anyone listening to this, well, give Skolia a try. Skolia WMF Labs is a good term to put into your search engine if you don't know where the tool sits.
Thanks, Daniel, and now we have to head out here because people already want to have the next session here. So see you soon. Bye.
Thanks. Cheers.